dafika tota mami na pashulali duniani maneno tota mami na pashulali.
Since 1998, more than 5 million people have died in the Democratic Republic.
This is the harsh and human reality of how minerals destined for mobile phones are mined.
BBC News has learned that a major British metals company is among those buying millions of pounds worth of minerals from an African firm which has been blacklisted by the United Nations. The minerals used in the manufacture of mobile phones.
Every day, you may hold a piece of Congo in the palm of your hand. You may not realize that gold is used not just in banking and jewelry, but also consumer and industrial products like healthcare equipment, vehicles, planes, and electronics. Where does it come from?
When I was young, I imagined a lot of things. I saw myself very far away. I thought that I would work hard and that I would get a lot of money to support my family and that they would be very healthy. Before, we each worked alone and only worked for ourselves. We sold gold without bringing it to be weighed. Miners would bring their gold wherever they wanted. We were only paid as the trader wanted. We were really losers in this system.
Before the Bwenge Buchiza project, we were ignorant. We worked without organization. Our site was not clean, and no one considered it to be a responsible place.
UN experts in Congo identified gold as one of the most lucrative and easily smuggled natural resources. More than 95% of artisanal gold mined in the DRC is illegally mined and smuggled into adjoining and other countries. The DRC government estimates Congolese artisanal miners extract 8 to 16 tons of gold each year, but only about 1 to 2% are officially declared and exported. Here in South Kivu, a pilot project is underway to change this. It's bringing together miners, the community, the government, and the private sector to clean up the gold supply chain.
Before the help of the Bwenge Buchiza project, armed groups controlled the mine site. Soldiers would come to the mine and disturb the people. They would take the miners' gold. Young children would also come to work in the mines. Now, with the help of this project, we are able to align our gold mining with international traceability and certification requirements.
Poverty continues to haunt me. My great difficulty is the schooling of my children. We cannot afford to pay the school fees, but I want my children to go to school to have a better life.
If you watch closely, it is the miners who work the hardest, yet they earn very little. With the help of Bwenge Buchiza project, we hope to get equipment to help the miners increase their production and bring more money to their families. This will help the community. Now the miners' hard work and gold production can go directly to them.
Being legal for me is a joy. Previously, we worked illegally, and each person worked for himself. But now, we can count on the mutual union between us all. This can change our lives. I was elected by the diggers to be their representative. Now we know how to work more efficiently. We know how many miners have arrived at the site, where they are working, and how to protect our miners and their pits. We know our lives can get better.
Since 2017, the Bwenge Buchiza Project has worked with the DRC government, other partners, and the local mining cooperative to trace gold as it makes its journey from the pit all the way to when it's received overseas for refining. Each day, local monitors work on site alongside the cooperative to identify, report, and mitigate risks. This supports legal and safe operations in compliance with international guidance and DRC law. Local and international companies are getting involved to source the gold.
We are confident that our lives will change one day, and we will have a prosperous life from our work as artisanal miners. My dreams will be a reality.
A reality of conflict-free and responsibly sourced gold in all consumer products. A journey that's in all of our hands.
Tota mami na pashulale.